Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. One thing that I like to do with the podcast is interview prominent Canadians who have made a mark one way or the other. A few weeks ago, I interviewed Elvis Stoico. I've interviewed scholars and people who are interested in history, and today I have a podcast episode with an interview with Stephen Campbell and Ryan Russell. Maybe you don't know those names specifically, but chances are you've heard of their characters, Ollie and Jacob, from On the Bench. This show is one of my favorite shows on the internet. I love it. I've watched it for about 2 years now, and it is hilarious. And I cannot recommend it enough, especially right now when we're dealing with COVID-19. This is a great way to just find a good way to laugh and watch these two characters as they give horrible advice for playing hockey. Now, these two guys created the show a few years ago, and now it's become massive. I mean, they've done a commercial with Connor McDavid. They've been to the All-Star Game. It's huge. And so I want to interview them and learn a bit more about them. But before I do, let's kind of go to one of the clips so you can get an idea of the show.
Hey, boys, welcome back to another Epi. We're here at our private training facility. Jacob, tell what we're doing.
Well, boys, with the CZ coming up in a couple months now, we're going to get you prepped.
So this is Quick Wheels. Have a buddy just give you a little nudge. Try and get you off your toes a bit, boys.
That was light. Get up.
It wasn't light, Jake.
That was light.
When the boys are working out, make sure they're ready. Hit them from the numbies, boys. Gotta be ready, Jacob. Partner pracky. It's called the flip and tip. You can do this at any rank, boys. Really recommend a drill. I recommend it.
Jacob. Switch. Put it down.
Yeah,
I can't.
So there you have it. Now we're going to go to my interview with Stephen and Ryan about On the Bench and their characters, Ollie and Jacob. I guess first question, how did you guys meet?
We met in Airdrie, just before I graduated, probably 2007-ish, at the Airdrie Skate Park, actually. We met skateboarding.
Really? And then you guys started coaching minor hockey, right?
We started coaching the Bantams.
You started Pee-wees, and then
we started Pee-wees, and we brought Ryan on when we took on the Bantams.
And from what I've read, that's kind of where the characters of Ollie and Jacob kind of started to form, was when you guys were coaching the kids?
Yeah, it was when we were at practices, we were having a lot of fun, like having more fun with the kids. Like, we're still teaching them, but we're doing drills and like having fun, making them compete against us. And so that's where we had the idea that, like, if we make it more fun, like, kids are going to engage more. And then it just kind of spitballed into different videos, and from there, and just skating on concrete and everything that was success that was created from the idea of just having fun playing hockey instead of making it a business.
Was the skating on concrete kind of the video that kind of push started things? Because I remember that was kind of all over the place.
Yeah, that was the original one that went viral.
Yeah,
for us, yeah.
Yeah, three years ago yesterday, I only posted that one. It was an anniversary moment for us.
And so you create the channel, you're starting to put videos up. And did you expect kind of this kind of success? I mean, you guys went to the All-Star Game, you're doing a commercial with Connor McDavid. You wanted to be successful, but do you expect this kind of level of success with it?
No,
definitely.
We... we thought it would be cool to get like some free stuff, like some free hockey gloves or like a free stick. But we never thought it would take off like this, for sure.
Yeah, it was very surreal. There is no way that, even if you ask us now, like, imagine your wildest dreams, we would have never strung this together. We thought maybe, at best, like, local sensation, couple thousand views here and there, but not on this level at all.
When did you start to realize that it was big? Like, you were being recognized, like, beyond maybe the views on the channel, but being out and people are recognizing you, being requested to go places like the All-Star Game, that kind of thing?
For me, the most, I guess when it got the most real was when we got called to Toronto for a Wayne Simmonds ball hockey tournament. And I mean, just that alone was really cool. Like I never traveled really beforehand, so get to go on an airplane somewhere I've never been. And the foundation like that. And then my favorite player has always been Drew Doughty. It's like, I like D-man. I'm a D-man. So we walk into this place and Doughty's part of it. And there's a few other guys that obviously good hockey players. So we're sitting in this room waiting for us to do our thing. And Doughty comes in and asks us to take a picture with him. And that was the craziest thing. Cause I was like, I'm a huge fan of him. And he kind of ruined that moment for me because he asked me for a photo and I was really just taken aback by that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all been surreal. I don't even know if it's not like, it's been 3 years, but I don't even think it's sunk in. But I think one of the ones for me is when we went to Dubai and we didn't even know there was hockey out there. We went out there and we hit up a local rink and we had fans out there in Dubai, which is surreal.
Is there a favorite episode or a favorite memory that you guys have from the show so far?
I think mine's the LA Kings one.
Yeah, I'd say the LA King ones, those were super early on as well, and or the McDavid commercials for the EA Sports games.
Yeah, those are my top faves.
Yeah, those are top, and then just general memory, but I would say like going to Dubai. I would have never pictured myself being in Dubai ever, and so getting to go there, see their culture and also see their hockey and play in their hockey games was unbelievable.
Now, looking at the episodes, do you guys plan those out or is it more kind of an improvised thing? Like, for example, when you're doing the shots or you're taping up the sticks and you're making up the names for them, is that kind of just on the spot or do you guys kind of have a plan going forward when you do an episode?
We have like a general idea when we go into one, be like, all right, we're going to do, let's say, a slashing tutorial. But we won't know what we're going to do. We'll just be like, all right, let's. And then as soon as we get to the rink, we just start filming. There's no going into any of it.
Do you get a lot of people coming to your little outdoor rink in Airdrie? Like when they see you filming, do people stop by and talk to you, or do they kind of give you space to kind of do the work?
They're gonna hang out.
They'll hang out. They'll be very respectful. They'll hang out on the sides and watch like they're at a hockey game, and when they see a moment where we're taking a break or switching pucks or camera angles, they'll politely ask for photos or whatever, and we'll go talk to them for a bit. But for the most part, everyone's like really respectful, and they'll let us do our thing. They'll watch it and then seize the moment, and then usually just take off or walk for a bit. But yeah, we get people showing up at first year of the private training grounds.
We had one cool moment where it was some guy, he watched our stuff. Where was he from? He was from like
England.
And he had no idea where we filmed or even where we were from. And he had moved to the place where we filmed and we were filming and we happened to just drive by. And it was just the craziest thing.
Yeah.
Like, what are the chances? It's just wild.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you get it? People who maybe don't recognize that, you know, there's characters Ollie and Jacob, and then there's you guys. were they maybe confused to think that's actually how you guys are? Has that come up at all? Or
yeah, a lot of the time, honestly, it seems like people feel we like live at like every single day, every single minute in our getup. For the most part, I think people get it that, yeah, it is a character. But yeah, there's definitely people out there that they ask if our hair is real, if we sleep in it, if it's like PJs, if we like shower in our stuff. And so yeah, there's definitely some people that I don't think have quite made that connection yet, but pretty funny every time.
How did you come up with the looks for the characters? Because you guys both have a very distinct look for each character.
I honestly don't even know. It was just like picking out gear. For me, it was like, what's the most ridiculous stuff I can kind of come up with? The cowboy boots, the jean vest, kind of just like an old school hockey theme, but a little more ridiculous.
Yeah, I just really like plaid, so I just threw plaid on. And then I had a Flames jersey like barely fit me. I think it was from when I was about 8. And so I threw that on. Yeah, everything was just literally stuff that I had in my closet at first. And then it got modified. I found the Tim Hortons bucket in the top of my closet. And so I needed a stunt strap on that. And then just had to make it more ridiculous and just try and like stereotypical Canadian. What would someone like super Canadian wear? So I just wanted plaid vests and sneakers and all that fun stuff.
Watching the episodes, you guys tend to take a beating. I mean, you've taken pucks to every part of the body, checks to the boards. Has there been a case where there's been like a bad injury? Like I think one of you got hit to the face with a puck once, and I mean, I can't count the number of crotch shots you guys have had. So is there one that really kind of stands out?
Not really. I had a concussion. That was about it from Drew Doughty. And that's probably the biggest I've had. Mine was like the pucks in the face and stuff, but yeah, you can bounce back from that. But
yeah,
the concussion, I think for me, is the biggest.
Mainly just bruises, bumps, and scrapes for the most part. We're absolute units.
Yeah, we don't get hurt.
Were the characters inspired by anybody you knew, or kind of like you mentioned, kind of a stereotypical Canadian, but it was, or is it just kind of just grew over time?
Just grew over time. There was nothing like that, I don't think, for mine. I don't know about yours.
In the beginning, I was thinking like along the lines of like the poser mentality, like Bob and Doug type thing. And then, yeah, it just evolved into its like own thing. But just, yeah, being those stereotypical Canadians and doing all the stuff people assume Canadians do. So
any kind of favorite part of the show that you guys really enjoy doing, like a type of segment you enjoy doing, or it's just anything that really kind of stands out as something you guys really like to do?
My favorite thing to do personally is beat the crap out of my best friend. that's always fun. And it's, I honestly, I think that's it.
It's fun. Just going into it is just fun.
Yeah.
Like as soon as we put on the gear, we can pretty much just do whatever we want.
That is
have fun.
How do you come up with the episode ideas? Like the kind of outline of it?
We just kind of like, if there's something that's like current in the NHL that happened, like if it's when Svechnikov did those two Michigan goals, obviously those were like going around the league. So we decided we wanted to hop on stuff like that. And then we'll just do that. And or we'll just try and think, what haven't we done, or how can we do something in a new way that's fun? And it's literally just on the spot. All right. Yeah, today let's work on one-on-one. So let's just try and kill each other, center ice, basically.
Is there an expectation to kind of go more and more, do something different each time to keep people coming in, or you know, do you have that formula that really works for you guys, so you stick with it?
I don't know.
It's tough because we've done what, 4 different job epis, and they do quite well every single time. I think there's some stuff, as long as we keep new and fresh. Obviously, if we redo the exact same stunts, then it's going to grow old. But I think as long as, because every hockey play, even though you practice like one way, it's all about being creative on the ice. You'll never see the exact same play over and over again. And that's what we try to do, is even if we're doing slashes again, it's a new way to slash, like new follow-throughs, new terminologies and stuff like that. So that's basically all we just try and do, is figure out what we haven't done. And if we have done it, how can we do it a new way?
Is there a guest or a person that you'd like the characters to interact with, like kind of a dream guest? You've had Drew Doughty, you've had Connor McDavid, but is there somebody that would be like the ideal person you like on the show?
I honestly, I really want to get John Tortorella. I really want to have him in a video.
Torts would be
Torts would be like, just the banter would be so good. And no, obviously maybe Sid would be fun.
Yeah,
Sid or Ovi. But.
Yeah, any one of those superstars, or even being one of Justin Bieber's music videos would be pretty iconic.
How's the pandemic changed things? Because I like, you guys are doing the mini six thing right now, but has it really made you kind of try and find new ways to keep the show going, but without going out?
Yeah, it's kind of honestly benefited us a little bit more, because a lot more people are at home on their computer. YouTube was one of our slower platforms, and then we did the mini six series, and now like the following on there is just skyrocketed and the views. So, I mean. Yeah, I think it's benefited us, mixing it up.
It's been a blessing in disguise for sure in that regard. Obviously, it does make it difficult. Like, if we need supplies, there's only so many places you can go to get supplies right now. There's only so many places you can go outside. And obviously, you need to be careful. And we need to be careful, especially if we want to continue. So it's about being creative for us right now and trying to think outside the box and just try new things at home, different things that we can, and I feel we're pretty good at being creative, so I'm not too worried about us falling through the cracks in this one. I think we're gonna do all right and get through this for sure, and hopefully we can help people get through this with a few laughs or a few broken bones at the very least.
And this is your full-time job, right? This is what you guys do for a living now, or?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I left. I just left my full-time job in October, so I've been. He's been a little bit longer because he felt the effects of the oil and gas industry early on, and then I was lucky enough where I worked, so I held on for a little extra longer. But now we're going strong.
And last question: what do you guys got coming up? I know you've got a book out. You did a single last year. You got your store, so, you know, what do you guys got going on that people can find you and find your stuff at?
Well, we did have a lot of stuff coming up, and then it all got canceled. So right now we're working on streaming on Twitch. All our social is On the Bench or On the Bench Crew. But, yeah, all our social media is there.
YouTube,
yeah. Twitter. Snapchat.
Yeah, the Twitch, we just had a game against Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner and Nasher. Got completely destroyed, 10-0, but we'll definitely bounce back.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with two fantastic guys who make a fantastic show. And if you did, please give a rating and review. You can also support the podcast by going to Patreon. Go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. You can email me at craig@canadax.com. And you can visit hundreds of articles on my website at CanadaX.com. Thanks, and we'll see you again next time.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.